I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Angry Pakistanis blocked roads and burned tires in protest of the horrific church bombing that killed 81 people Sunday. The country's government announced a three-day period of national mourning in the country's worst attack on a church. Gospel for Asia's KP Yohannan expects church growth but wants urgent prayer.
People spend less than 8 minutes a day in prayer, average, and pastors spend, it is said, that less than 12 minutes a day in prayer. Is this going to make the local pastor call his people to come together for prayer like they are praying in Pakistan?
Specific prayer points are at our website. Next, Latin American Christ followers are being equipped for the Great Commission. HCJB Global President Wayne Peterson explains the goal of their new Corrientes program.
We're putting the emphasis on mentoring and mobilizing people from Latin America that can be more effective, frankly, than Americans. Many parts of the world, Americans are not loved and welcomed, but Latinos can go in easily and serve Christ effectively.
This normally costs thousands of dollars, but donors make it free. Help it continue through a link at our website. And how do you explain Vacation Bible School to church leaders in Mexico when you don't speak Spanish? Moses Incorporated asked that question when they began sending short-term mission teams there in 1992. Judy Vander Ark says their solution is an annual training conference spoken only in Spanish.
It has grown tremendously every year, and to the point that this last year's conference was attended by 380 people representing 130 churches.
With great growth comes great needs. Find ways you can help at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Storytelling is effectively reaching the unreached with the gospel. Scriptures in Use wants you to see it in action with a free copy of the Man of Peace DVD, Storytelling Success in India. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.